Hi, my name is Tracy Farr, and welcome to another episode of The Bathrobe Monologues. Saturday is a day of getting things done, of making yourself useful, and of doing what needed to be done on Monday. But you were too busy then, so you put it off until Saturday, hoping it wouldn't rain, but the forecast doesn't look so good, and now you're thinking next Saturday might be even worse. Yes, indeed. There's no other word in the English language that means work more than Saturday. Except for maybe the word work. But in order to be successful at getting something done, you've got to have a plan. You can't just go about doing things all willy-nilly, hoping to discover what it is you want to do. No, sir. You have to give some actual thought to what you might want to do. Then write it down on paper in outline form, making it easy to be followed to the letter. Some people write down their plans in an official-looking notebook. I prefer to write mine on the back of old Walmart receipts, because they're easier to lose. When it comes to writing down a plan, I always use a pencil. Ink is too permanent, but lead can be erased. And since a big portion of making plans includes changing those plans, I always carry with me the biggest eraser I can find. Once you have semi-permanently jotted down your plan on paper, it's time to sit and reflect upon the job at hand, making sure you've covered all the bases. And when it comes to making sure all my bases are covered, I find I can concentrate better when I'm sitting in front of the television with a turkey sandwich in hand, watching a little baseball on ESPN. There's no better way to cover your own bases than by watching someone else cover theirs. But that's just my opinion. Warning, never, and I repeat, never, ever, develop a plan without having a plan B. If your initial plan does not work like you envisioned, it's much better to change direction than it is to give up and settle for getting nothing accomplished. Unless, of course, giving up and settling for getting nothing accomplished is your plan B, then that's okay. Actually, I think plans are overrated. Nothing can ruin a good day of getting something done faster than having to follow a plan. That's why I believe that once you have your plan all written down, you should throw it away and go outside and wait for inspiration. If nothing happens within 5 minutes, go back inside, open up the fridge, and wait for inspiration there.